This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kirk Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast for Monday, January 15 of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is John.
Hey, ho!
Don't call me that. There's no reason to bring up my activities in college.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's not even true. We were married in college.
Yeah, but...
But I thought it sounded funny. No. If I was gonna bring up a time before we were married, I'd be like, there's no reason to bring up the way I acted when I was 16. And yeah, that'd be pretty sad. Kind of.
Kind of.
Anyway, so here we are. It's Monday again. It's time for another podcast. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I hope that you took a moment today to appreciate all of the benefits that we enjoy thanks to Martin Luther King Jr.'s work in our
I did actually
culture.
Try to think about that, but yeah. I'm not entirely sure what he would have done for
Well, he just made the...
Me. He made the country a much better place.
Yeah, the country a better place in general. Right. So... So everyone benefits.
Yeah.
Well, okay. And you think of the, you know, you being the white male that you are, we're always
That's
in a
me.
Pretty privileged group.
I think so.
Thanks to the privilege that other people have gotten more of since that time, you're less hated.
So there you go. I'm less hated because of Martin Luther.
Not to say entirely unhated. There's definitely some people out there who still hate you.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm not one of them.
I can take
I think
that.
You're great.
Thank you.
So, what's going on in Redsland, huh?
Why do you ask me this every week?
Why do I want to talk about the Reds on the show every week? Imagine that.
You know, you ask me, like...
Well, you're the correct technical staff. Should I get someone else on the program who knows more?
I don't know.
I do have some guests lined up.
Well, that would
up,
be
actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hope some of those work out.
Yeah, me too. But in any event, okay, maybe I'll tell you what's going on in Redsland.
Hey, what's going on this week?
Yeah, there you go. You can take some initiative and ask me. You don't have to put the blame on me for always asking you. Anyway.
Whatever.
So,
snip, snip, snip.
The Reds caravan dates were announced, and we already knew that, but they've officially been announced since then. And there's one in Muncie.
Right.
And there's one in Indianapolis, or actually it's in Greenwood, as it turns out.
Okay, so they've moved it.
I really expected it to be at Pinheads
on the north side. That's where it was last year.
And, you know, when it was on the north side, I still thought that an hour and a half between the two locations was going to be tight.
Yeah,
definitely. Just because I mean, those things are going to go long, and, you know, they want to get there. It'd be nice to get there a few minutes early, I would think, to set up and stuff. But now they've moved it to Greenwood, which is south of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And it's, according to Google Maps, it's an hour and 15-minute drive. And they've got an hour and a half between. And, like, that Greenwood one is starting late. Either that or the Muncie one is ending early.
It's on a Saturday?
Yeah.
So at least they won't have... Well, even then, they'll still probably be some traffic down there.
Yeah, Colts traffic? I mean, people that are around for...
Yeah, there'll be more people in town this weekend for the Colts game.
Yeah.
The game's not till Sunday, but they'll still be.
Are they in Indianapolis? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be...
I'm shaking my head like people can hear that. I don't know.
That's
going
to be... Well, that's not till the 27th. Will they be... They might not
be playing then. That's right. That's not this weekend. I'm sorry. No,
but it is the weekend after that. They could potentially... Would they be in Indianapolis?
No, the week after... No. Okay. That's the off game before the Super Bowl.
Well, I guess that's good timing then. They'll be able to have a little bit of baseball action in between their football weekends. So it's at
Jonathan Bird's
cafeteria in Greenwood. And I really don't know if we'll make it down that far. That's a long-ass drive, man. That's a haul for seeing exactly the same people that we just would have seen in Muncie. So we've had some extra copies of the new book, the Red Hot Mama's Super Fun Activity Book for Kids, printed up.
Super fun.
Oh, yeah. It is super fun. It's actually very entertaining. It's a shame more people haven't gotten to look at it. But so if anyone has $7 on them, at the event. If there's anyone out there listening who happens to catch the podcast, who's going to be at the Muncie location of the Reds Caravan Stop on January 27, and they can identify me.
Yeah.
And they've got $7 and want a copy of the activity book.
We can
make this happen.
Man, that's about as many ifs and conditionals as hoping the Reds have a good season, isn't it?
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have Todd Coffey there at the event. That's going to be fun. They're going to have Chris Dickerson, which I guess is a minor league outfielder.
The name rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, and Last year it was Dave Williams and Chris D'Onofrio. It's all right.
It is all right.
Yeah.
I mean, ah, poor Dave.
Yeah, I think that he was ill-handled. He was sort of mistreated. And so what else is going on? The Reds acquired one Jeff Kepinger.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's an infielder. Okay. They got him from the Royals, so you know he's got to be quality.
I didn't realize he came from the Royals.
Yeah. And to make room for him, they DFA'd Real Mato. And so that happened like last Wednesday.
So they gave up two players to get a nobody? Effectively?
Yeah, because they trade for Kepinger?
I thought they did.
They may have traded someone, and then they had to DFA Almeida to make
room
for
two players for one player.
But he might be back. He's just off the 40
I really hope he doesn't, because I don't think, for whatever reason, I think the Reds hate him.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
He just reminds, in many ways, his minor league stats, and even the little bit of major league time he's had, it reminds me so much of when I was looking at Friel's stats when he first came over to the Reds. It's like, why didn't he get just a little more playing time? Why wasn't he able to stick in the majors? Yeah. I mean, he wasn't like a great player, but he seemed perfectly adequate as a backup.
Yeah, adequate. Why are
and
we signing?
Major league minimum.
Yeah.
Olmedo, good defensively.
Yeah.
Seems like the kind of guy you could use.
Yeah, that's
but no, instead we get Juan Castro.
And Jeff Kepinger, who's also an infielder, and I've never heard of him, and I really don't know how he's better than Ray Ray. But nevertheless, we'll give him a look this year, and we'll see. And maybe we'll be glad Olmedo's gone. I kind of doubt it. I think he's just as cute as a button, and I would be sad to have him go.
How cute are buttons, really?
Just as cute as Ray Olmedo.
Okay.
Maybe I could start using that saying. I think he's as cute as Ray Ray.
Let's see, what else?
They announced the some team awards. Bronson Arroyo went home with the Johnny Vandermeer Most Outstanding Pitcher Award. I think it's crap. Harang was better than him. I mean, not for those first 6 weeks, but Harang was better overall.
Arroyo had a real rough patch in
unless
the
they mean like unless by outstanding they mean standing out. And if you're gonna, well, you know, Harang's really freaking tall.
Yeah, Arroyo's tall too, but he doesn't. You know, he's still shorter than Harang.
But if you're looking for someone who stands out among people, you know, he's got the hair.
He's got the guitar.
He's got the guitar. He's got the leg kick.
And he does have the leg kick. Now that stands out.
And in all of these cases, it wouldn't matter how crappy he pitched. He would be the most outstanding player. So he's got that going for him. He also went home with the Joe Nuxall Good Guy Award, which I think is sort of funny. Because I read about the votes, and he got like 3 votes
right.
Doing this.
And they were like, all these other people got 1.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of not really winning.
I think it was probably a no-brainer when Casey was on the team. He probably always took that one home.
Yeah.
But who's the standout good guy on this team now? None of them seem to be jerks. But they're, you know, no one is like, wow, man, he's really a good guy. Probably like LaRue would have been a good guy at one point. Of course, he might have been available for voting.
The other award winner was Aurelia, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was the other one. It was that the Reds MVP, Rich Aurelia. Yep. I think that's saying something when your MVP is not even an everyday player.
That's right.
I mean, he ended up playing most
days. That
just
goes to show you how poorly they handled him, especially after the trade and bringing Royce Clayton in.
Yeah, what the heck?
No. You need Aurelia in there. If you're not going to have Felipe Lopez and Kearns.
So much stupidness with the whole way the trade went down. But that is among the most offensive of the things. And it was one thing after another. You know, it was McCracken, and it was Womack, and it was...
It's already continuing into this year.
Yeah.
We've got Conine, we've got Moore, and I
think it's Castro.
Kepinger.
I think it's Castro. I think that he counts, even though, you know, I like Castro, right? I think he falls into this category.
Yeah. It's not his fault, though. It would just be...
No, it's none of their faults.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't expect any of them to stand up and say, you know what, I'm not really the best choice here.
I'm not going to take these millions of dollars you're offering me, because...
I think you should send me home and play someone younger.
Yeah, that does seem a bit unreasonable.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that. It's not an indictment of any one of these guys as a person. It's an indictment of Krivsky. Anyway, But speaking of taking millions of dollars that's being thrown at you, the Reds also signed David Ross.
Oh.
They got him on a 2-year extension with club option for 2009. I guess he's making $1.6 million next year.
I guess that's
He only
okay.
made $500,000 last year. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad deal,
that's
it seems
not
like.
Bad.
I could totally see them getting taken for more than that. And does it mean that everyone recognizes he's not likely to do as well next year as he did this year?
I don't know. He was under arbitration. He was arbitration eligible, so
right.
They just made an offer, and they gave him multiple years, so that was probably one reason why that's mm-hmm. a little lower.
Yeah. The quotes that I've seen out of Ross have been to the effect of how he's glad to have some stability, and he's pleased to be staying in one place for a while.
Yeah.
And I just hope that's not the case. It's not that I want to say it's time to trade him now, because I don't think it is, but I'm hoping that they didn't sign him to a long contract thinking, oh, we're definitely going to keep him for 2 more years with that club option for the third. Because, you know, if the market is ripe to deal him and they can get something decent out of him, I'd like to see that happen. Heaven knows we've got enough catchers.
But none of them are any good.
Ross isn't too bad.
Well, after Ross after and Ross. Javi.
Yeah. Well, that's no two one. Of them. I mean, yeah, I don't see Javi playing every day, but then again, he's never gotten the chance to. Maybe he would do it just fine.
That's true. He never really has. I wonder how he'd do. He's better defensively than Ross. Ross is not.
Yeah, I think that Javi's a remarkably agile little dude for as thick as he is. You know, we've seen him in person. He is just, like, built like a tree.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that he'd be able to, like, move around so quick back there behind the plate, but he's quite spry.
It's the mustache.
The stash. Yeah, you're probably right. And then after the $1.6 million in 2007, he bumps up to $2.525 million in 2008. Yeah. I don't know what's
Does that repeat, you think? 2.5, 2.5, 2.5, 2.5.
And then if they take the option in 2009, it's $3.5 million. None of those numbers are really ridiculously high.
No, considering
so
that's like the third option for the third year, I think LaRue made that, or maybe a little more last year.
Yeah. I don't remember. Did he make a bunch of money last year? But it was like...
They gave him... O'Brien signed him to too big of a contract.
Yeah.
So at least it's not ludicrously large like that one was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one seems adequate.
Were, it would seem like it would be obvious that they were just keeping him for 1 year and then going to trade him, but it doesn't look that way at all. It looks more like they're actually in this for the long haul, which...
That's okay. That's me. They're not going to be out too much if he fails.
Yeah. And then, as like what's been tacked on as a footnote to this story, every place I've seen it, they also signed Paul Wilson to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. I don't know. You think this guy's going to pitch again? I mean, he was so awesome that 1 year.
I don't know.
When was the last time he's even pitched?
He pitched in the middle of the year in the minors last year.
Yeah, some rehab minor.
Yeah, some rehab starts, and he had to shut it down because I don't even know if he was reaching 80.
Well, he was hurt again, or still hurt or something. It wasn't even...
I don't know if he's ever going to be able to make it back.
Gosh, I can't even imagine. I mean, the amount of time he's been gone, the amount of time it would take from that point to get back up to where he had been, I would think would be on the order of years. Especially because he's not that young anymore.
No.
It's not like he can just, you know, you can't just run out on the field without stretching these days. So you know, he's hearing the cracks and the pops and stuff when he stands up and stretches.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, me too. Well, we would not be young for baseball players either.
That's true.
So,
ooh, I qualify for Reds
that's
baseball
right,
heaven.
Reds baseball heaven.
I'm
now.
Old enough finally. I'm no longer.
So if you want to go hang out with Tom Browning and Joe Nuxall, because that seems to be the people that they have there every year, you could go and
feel really young.
Be quite sprightly comparatively. Yeah, you don't even have a pot belly, so you would be way out of place on those teams. Anyway, so that's about all the stuff I got going on in Reds land. There's just, you know, it's January. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but spring training tickets went on sale last weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And we are all ordered up. We're all good to go.
Sweet. Yes. I'm so excited. It's going to be really great. It's a short trip this year, just the 1 week.
But we're flying.
But we're flying down, so we don't have to do the miserable 20-hour drive.
No, come on. It was awesome to do that in 1 day last year.
Oh, yes.
The delirium by the time we reached Indiana.
The highway hypnosis. the hallucinations.
Seeing the car spin around behind us.
No, that really happened. That wasn't a hallucination.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was scary.
I don't know how
I wonder what happened. Oh, well. Like we were going to stop.
Well, not if we wanted to survive the incident ourselves. Anyway, moving right along. What else is going on in baseball world?
Oh, actually, this isn't baseball, but it made me laugh a little bit.
Sports world. Is it sports?
It's sports, yeah. Okay. Though the fact that I laugh probably doesn't make me too good of a person. But anyway.
That's why you're hated by the minorities.
That's right. This is it right here.
Okay.
After the Ohio State-Florida championship college football game, a Florida student celebrated by streaking and running right into the path of a car.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so horrible. How would you like to be driving down the interstate and have some naked dude run out of your car? Oh, my God.
He was in some pretty critical condition in the hospital, and I looked to see if there were any updates on him. This was like a week ago. I couldn't find any. So hopefully he's doing all right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Like, no streaking in the roads.
Yeah, dummy. If you're going to streak, which is fine, but do it someplace where there's no, you know, cars.
Right.
Also do it someplace that's relatively warm. Because
he was in Florida.
I mean, the point I'm getting at is that when I was in college, I was taking a final exam in the Armory building, which was like, in the gymnasium, the Armory building, which was like notoriously like freezing cold, and people were in their coats. We were taking the final exam. It was for the stupidest web programming class ever. And this guy streaks through the room. He like runs in one side of the gymnasium and out the other side. He's wearing nothing but a lion mask.
On
his face. No, because the thing was, it's very, very cold. Yeah, it was really not a good choice of place to streak. Not if you want to impress people. Huh. But you know, the fact that his identity was hidden, I suppose, makes it.
That's no moles or anything, no telltale signs.
I don't even remember. It was just sort of like I hear this somebody start shouting, and kind of runs by, and everyone kind of looks up, and they go, "Huh," and then we go back to taking the test. No one was horrified. No one was embarrassed. No one was like, oh, naked guy. Much more interesting than this test, but I've got to pass this class.
Pass the class.
So anyway, what else you got?
Oh, here's a heartwarming story.
Heartwarming tale?
Yeah, of a player retiring with the baseball team he had his best years with.
Okay.
Relief pitcher Jeff Nelson wanted to retire as a New York Yankee, so he signed a minor league deal with them and immediately retired.
Well.
Isn't that cute?
I suppose.
He was
they should have given him a major league deal.
He was a key member of the Yankees bullpen during their good times in the 90s.
If he was like, that would be interesting to see that written into a contract. Like, we'll give you a contract just so that you can, retire. And they could actually charge people to do this. It wouldn't have to be for just players. It could be anyone. And you could buy, for so much money, you could buy a contract, you know, to sign with your favorite team. On the condition that you immediately retire.
I haven't heard of this happening in baseball, but I'm pretty sure it happens. I've heard of it happening in, like, football, where a player signs a deal and then it just retires.
So does he get any money for that?
I have no idea. But really, I think the most surprising part is the guy's only 41. Where was Kripke?
Yeah, seriously. Well, he may still come knocking.
He is right-handed, though, so he has
Never mind. Is he a catcher?
He's a pitcher. Relief pitcher. Can't catch. Pitchers can't catch.
Oh, okay. What else?
One more. Sammy Sosa made the news again in the last week.
Oh, really?
Had nothing to do with the again? Hall of Fame or anything like that.
What Hall of Fame?
Well, you
He's
know.
Still playing, isn't he?
He's still trying to be playing.
Yeah, okay.
No one wants him. No one in the majors wanted him.
Well,
so
no. Where did he even end up last season?
Nowhere. The Nationals, I think, offered him a minor league deal, and he snubbed his nose at because he thought he was worth more than that, which he was not.
Clearly, since he
and
didn't get it.
Now he was peddling his wares to some Japanese team.
Wow, a Japanese team is better than the Nationals minor league deal?
I guess.
Okay.
It's amazing what happens after a year, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
But it's gone nowhere. An official with the Japanese team said of Sosa, "He's fat now. Where would we play him? He would probably go home in 2 months."
Wow, that's not very nice.
No,
at all.
It's not.
Well, especially compared to like There's probably some really skinny, really tiny players in Japan. I mean, well, that's not true. I was going to say Japan's not known for its huge people, but that's not true because it is the sumo wrestling country.
That's right.
So so maybe, you know, maybe he's got a future. Sumo wrestling.
That would help him move past those steroid allegations, too.
He's in Japan anyway, and apparently he's fat, so... Oh, yeah, this has probably gone too far. I should just stop. So, is that all that we've got?
That's all we've got. All
right. Well, hopefully we have the big blockbuster deal that we can talk about next week and be all excited about. You don't think so?
No.
No.
Maybe one we can be pissed about, though.
Ooh!
That I can see.
All right, well, I'll look forward to that. All right, well, until then, hang in there and go Reds!
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.